So this week, we're coming up to our deadlines on our membership renewals, as many of our members and businesses will know. So do get your forms back in as soon as you can. We've got our sort of brochure well underway, so make sure you know all of those sort of adverts are in, because we're trying to be going to print and to press a little bit earlier this year so we can get it back in time for Christmas and that sort of busy rush over the sort of Christmas and New Year period. So do get your forms back. We've had a fantastic response, and we're pretty much where we wanted to be in terms of membership and advertising from last year. So, but obviously great to get a few more in if we can. So do get those in. Otherwise, this week we've had a sort of cruise ship wash-up session, if you will. So really a thank you for all those volunteer ambassadors that have helped throughout the season to kind of meet and greet and welcome all those cruise ship passengers in. We've had, as we all know, a record year this year with 43 visiting cruise ships and about 17,000-18,000 passengers, of which about 12,000-13,000 have actually come ashore on St. Mary's, and I know a few thousand over on Tresco as well. And it's really down to those ambassadors that they've gone away, you know, sort of wowed really with both the islands, but also the sense of warmth of welcome. So again, another thank you really to those ambassadors, and some really good ideas as well about how for next year we can improve things, how we can make that welcome a little bit better, how we can slicken the process and improve the overall experience for people coming in, hopefully obviously then deciding to come back as a result. So so watch this space really in terms of next year. We know there's already well over, I think it's 35, maybe even more than that, already confirmed in for next year. So we think that there may well be you know, more cruise ships again than this year even. So which is really encouraging, and you know, great for the whole island, given the impact of the spend, which is certainly more than $500,000, probably up to $1 million, in fact, in terms of the overall spend and the impact that has on the island. So that's really encouraging. Otherwise, a few press trips this week. We've had we had Bath Magazine in a couple of weeks ago. Then we've had the Foodie Magazine in this week, lunchmag.com, and then Birdwatching Magazine over the weekend. So press trips still sort of coming through towards the end of the season and in readiness really for that sort of autumn offer and birdwatching offer, etc.
Lovely. Going back to the cruise ship, sorry, I meant to ask earlier, was would you sort of consider going, trying to get a lot of the ships to the other islands perhaps?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I mean, it's a good question. It's something that came up quite a lot yesterday at our session, and you know, we're as keen as anybody really to try and, you know, spread and you know, get that you know, spreading the benefit really of the visitors coming in. And I think what we know we need to do is to try and create some more tours and create some more packages, if you like, that we can offer on Quayside and on you know, on arrival into St. Mary's. You know, invariably the tenders, particularly from the bigger ships, will always come into St. Mary's because, you know, that's just the easiest and slickest way of doing it to get people off in time. But then once they arrive, we know probably about, of those 12,000-13,000 that came ashore to St. Mary's, there's probably only 2,000 or 3,000 of those that actually went on to a pre-booked tour or something they'd already pre-booked with their cruise operators. So there's an awful lot of people there that are then wandering into town and spending in the shops, which is great. But there's also an opportunity there to try and, you know, get them off island, you know, booking packages and specific trips over to either St. Agnes or St. Mary's or even St. Martin's or Bria. Obviously, a lot already go over to Tresco. And to get them to really experience the islands as a whole rather than just seeing Hewtown. So very much part of the plan for next year is to try and do that.
Okay, lovely. Also, while I'm on that sort of mode, just to say that a lot of the places at the moment are obviously shutting down for the winter. You know, people like, I think it's Spiro's last evening tonight and the Cavorna, various places across the rest of the islands. Does that impact trying to, you know, your work at all, trying to get people to come over?
Well, it does to a degree. Of course it does. I mean, we know that, I mean, at the moment in particular, September has been very busy, you know, accommodation occupancy wise, and we know that places are still very, very busy. But as we start to creep into the end of September and into October, we know that places are starting to close, and that's I know that's the sort of thing of old, and that's always been the case to a degree. But it is a challenge in terms of then trying to stretch the season, because whilst we're, you know, really buoyant and delighted that we've had, you know, 8 or 9% increase in staying visitors this year, which is again another great trend and a great, you know, evidence that the you know, the recovery is underway. In terms of then stretching that and actually sort of really kind of going from, you know, the 100,000 visitors or so that we're getting at the moment and really starting to break through that glass ceiling into anywhere near close to where we were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I'm not saying that's going to happen sort of necessarily overnight or ever perhaps, but in terms of sort of really growing that market, we obviously got to hit those off peaks. And, you know, having people open into October, and even people staying over throughout the year and being open, you know, throughout the whole year is something we're wanting to encourage, because you're right. I mean, people coming in October, you know, want to be able to still experience the islands and, you know, be able to get around, be able to go out for lunch or dinner and shop in the shop. So, although having said all that, we do appreciate that it is a challenge. You know, Sydney doesn't benefit from the same scale as other places, and you know, staffing and VAT thresholds and all the rest of it play a part in people's decisions to close earlier. And you know, we do appreciate that. So the things that we're going to try and do to help that and to stimulate enough demand in the market to, we hope, make it worth businesses while staying open that little bit longer.
Lovely. And things like Walk Silly, what's happening with Walk Silly?
Yeah, so it's getting close now. So it's a week today is the sort of start of the walks themselves. Although we have got an opening night sort of party and a welcome evening on the Thursday night at the Bishop and Wolf on the Thursday. But really over the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next weekend, walks. We're getting close on a couple of the walks that are almost sold out. So the Silly Sunrise in particular is proving popular, and one or two of the other St Mary's ones. The other off-island walks, we've still got some capacity. So, again, please encourage your guests, if they're coming over or visitors coming over for the weekend, do book up. We'll be down in the TIC, switching from our office here, where we take the bookings and take the calls at the moment, switching down to the TIC next week. So please do drop in and sort of talk to us about it. And you can book your tickets there and you know, speak to us in more detail about the logistics of such as getting over to the off-islands and how to plan your trips. So, you know, it's getting close and getting excited. And, you know, hopefully for those of you coming through and passing through, you'll see the displays that are now up at the airport and, you know, welcoming people into Silly this week and for Walk Silly as well. And you'll start to see some of the dressing and the banners and everything around the town. So, again, another sort of hopefully a sense of celebration and sense of event and something going on.
Okay. What else do you need to mention before you disappear?
Just really the thinking ahead to next week, and I think I mentioned this to listeners last week, but there's quite a large event going on next week in Cornwall. So it's called the Cornwall Expo, which is a combination of both the islands and the Islands Partnership and Cornwall and Visit Cornwall in particular on the Wednesday. It's a 2-day event on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Inviting all businesses, particularly tourism on the second day, to come and hear from the likes of Visit England, James Beresford, the chief executive there, as well as some sort of real thought leadership, if you like, from the Tourism Alliance, and some new research from Arkenford on sort of people's leisure behaviour, as well as hearing from the likes of myself and Malcolm at Malcolm Bell at Visit Cornwall and Rob Goldsmith at the Steamship Company. So just a really good session, and for those people that can make it over, I would encourage them to go. I know Steamship Company are offering to put on a couple of flights over on both Tuesday and Wednesday. I think they're almost full now, but do get in touch with me if you're still interested in going over, because it should be a really good session and something that doesn't often obviously come down this way in terms of all the way down in Cornwall and being able to access it from Scilly. So it's based at the event is going to be at Newquay Airport, so it's so much easier for us to get there. So you know, for any businesses and people interested in attending, then yeah, do let me know and we can see what we can do.
Fantastic news there. And also good news about Juliet's Garden as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just big congratulations to them. Fantastic sort of achievement and a great accolade really again for Scilly. They really are sort of champions for both the Scilly as well as our sort of food and drink sector. So, you know, massive congratulations to Juliet and the team over there. It's, you know, great to put us on the map and to sort of have somebody from Scilly there sort of flying the flag in the sort of, you know, in amongst all those sort of Cornish businesses. So, you know, congratulations from all of us here. But and separately as well, just to sort of make people aware that you know, we've got our own little hopefully slice of possible awards as well, in that our website and our brochure cover and homepage are up for awards themselves in the Carry Direct Destinations Awards. So do look out for our sort of posts on our website and social media and how to vote, because it is down to public vote. And yeah, it'd be great. We've won the award before for the website last year, so we're hopeful again. We're up against some stiff competition, but again, it'd be great to get that sort of accolade for silly.